Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool sci-fi movies, you got one of the stars of the movie Rebel Moon on Netflix coming into the studio, Stella Grace Fitzgerald. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like, want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, Stella Grace Fitzgerald, check us out on our Facebook page or at Star Rose Entertainment over on Facebook. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing or just like to send off some nice fan letters or anything like that, I like to read them off sometimes, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on formerly known as Twitter, which is X, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then also there's this new thing called Threads. You could go Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in, listen, it's a cool show. So we're not just going to have one guest co-host, but two guest co-hosts into the studio, bringing back onto the program. He's been MIA for a bit, but on the show at least. My dear friend, actor extraordinaire, Louis Delgado. Welcome back, my man.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Awesome. And another, we have a special guest co-host to the guest co-host, Louis. She is a new dear friend. She is actually the mother of the guest co-host. I mean the guest of the hour.
Mom.
She's the mother of the guest of the hour, Lisa Fitzgerald. Welcome to Star Wars Entertainment.tv.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, great to have you. Well, first off, if you don't mind, really quick, Louis, how's it been? It's been a while.
Good. Same thing. Auditioning, small awesome. Parts, whatever.
Cool. And you got some cool. Well, you got some cool stuff. Cool stuff.
Yeah,
you booked it. Yeah, that's awesome. And you worked on some stuff. I know you're a little humble about all that stuff, and I know you're probably starring with a Brad Pitt somewhere. But no, but everything's been good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, cool. Well, I know we've been working on the carpets a lot through the last several weeks and months, and we got a lot of cool stuff. Any highlights for you of people that you've gotten to meet on the carpets recently? Well, we got to meet like some of the Coppola family.
I forgot his, I don't know his name, but the producer from Ferrari.
Oh, Ferrari. Oh, gosh, I'm blanking out. Yeah, he was a good general. Yeah, I'm blanking out too. Yeah. But there was
an Oscar winner from the Elephant Man.
Yeah, I'm blanking out too. And it's funny because it was just the other day too. Yeah. And I get blank out on everyone's names. Not that they're forgettable. It's just a lot at one time. And so I'm trying to digest really quickly. And there's some other, I forget what other stuff we've got.
There's a lot of good people out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of great talent that we've gotten to interview in the last several weeks. But cool. As long as everything's cool. And so I'm excited for this guest. We're going to bring in our guest co-host to the guest co-host. My new dear friend, Lisa Fitzgerald. How's it going?
It's going great.
So, again, welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. Do you mind telling the audience just a little bit about yourself or that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, well, I'm a mom of Stella Fitzgerald and her older sister, and just navigating the mom world of two teenagers. We've got two puppies at home, and we're out here in L.A. Just, helping Stella, follow her dreams.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, and then you got another kid as well?
We do. Stella's got an older sister.
Which could not be here.
She could not be here.
And what's her name? Because we're going to give her a shout.
Her name is Evelyn, and Evie for short. And she's at home doing lacrosse camp. And, you know, she's at that stage. She just wants to be with her friends 24/7.
No, I hear you. But I did tell you I was going to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
So, Evie, Tyrone Dan here from StarWarsEntertainment.tv, IndieWonder.com, Radio UBN. I'm giving you a special shout out because I think you should be here in the hot seat with your sister as well. But you have an open invitation. So hopefully when you guys come back, you can bring Evie and we'll say what's up to your whole family out there.
We miss you, Evie.
Anyways, so I guess she's going to miss out on the toy shopping spree or that's how you know we're not teasing and that Taylor Swift concert we're going to. No, I'm totally joking.
Too bad.
Anyways, Evie, so like I said, wish to meet you here, but again, we wish everyone out there. And where are you guys originally from?
Chicago.
Yeah. Is the weather, how's it over there?
It was hot and sweaty when we left and lots of rain. We had tornadoes.
Wow. You get tornadoes in Chicago?
A couple days ago. Yeah.
Wow.
West of us. But yeah, we went down to the basement this time.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, it's that kind of, it's like Wizard of Oz type stuff.
Yeah. I think it usually breaks before it gets to the lake, but we're a little bit further out west. And we had the sirens and everything.
So the movie Twister that's coming out, is that kind of familiar for you guys? Oh, wow.
Well, especially for me, I grew up in Kansas. So
oh wow, so you're really like the Wizard of Oz. Oh wow, that's awesome. So cool. Louis,
she's probably used to the Twisters.
Yeah. Like,
awesome. Well, cool. I can't wait to have in the guests of the hour coming in. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you got this if you got the memo, Lisa. The memo that Louis is new to, the memo is the guest co-host. We like to do some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any movies lately in the theater?
Oh my goodness. We saw, I'm trying to think. Inside Out? You saw Inside Out? I did not see it.
I did.
Well, we got a mouse in the corner somewhere. But we got Inside Out too. You saw?
Oh, we saw Horizon. My husband and I, Stella did not see it, but my husband and I went to Horizon.
Okay.
Loved it. Huge Kevin Costner fans for years. And excited.
How about Louis? Did you get to see anything in the theater lately?
I forgot the name of it, but the one with Will Defoe.
Oh my gosh!
Friendly.
Why am I blinking out too? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Terrible. Kind of kindness.
Yeah,
Kinds
of kindness.
Yeah, okay. I did not get to see that, but he's such a great guy. He's such a nice gentleman, and I remember him giving your son a birthday shout out on when we were interviewing him the last we saw him. Let's give a shout out for that movie. I'm not going to review that one particularly because I didn't see it, but it's Kinds of Kindness. You said you liked it.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Well, I say check it out anyways because of Willem Dafoe. He's awesome.
It's just a great,
and Emma Stone's in that.
Yeah, it's a different type of movie, but it's good for adults.
Yeah. So check out Emma Stone. I like both of them people. Yeah. They're both sweethearts of human beings. What I'm going to do, since Lisa, you got to see Inside Out 2, I'm going to review Inside Out 2 with you, if that's cool.
You saw.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah. You did not see. Well, I'll see. So for what I'll do, I'll review it myself and then...
And then we'll see you afterwards.
Yeah, okay, so here we go.
Oh, I did see another one. I just realized. The Quiet Place.
Oh, The Quiet
Place.
Oh.
So good.
Okay, so how's this? Okay, I'll do a quick thing on Inside Out 2. You can do a quick thing on Quiet. Okay, so really quickly, Inside Out 2, rated PG. Here's a little quick synopsis, thanks to IMDb. A sequel that features Riley entering puberty and experiencing brand new, more complex emotions as a result. As Riley tries to adapt to her teenage years, her old emotions try to adapt to the possibility of being replaced. Again, directed by Kelsey Mann and starring the awesome Amy Poehler, Maya Hawke, Kensington Tallman, Tony Hale, Lisa Lapira, Lewis Black. A plethora of talents that were in this. I did not, you know, there's so many. Paul Walter Hauser, Diane Lane, Kyle MacLachlan. There's a lot of people in this film. Lin Lamar, Phyllis Smith. I got to see it. I loved it. None of you guys got to see it yet, but I really liked the movie. I really, really liked it. I loved the new character that Maya Hawke plays. I'm a big Maya Hawke fan. So I think she did great as the new character, Anxiety. Kensington Tallman is someone we got to interview on the carpets. She was great as Riley. So it was kind of cool. I highly recommend checking out. It's doing really great at the box office. Again, if you like Inside Out 1, I think you'll definitely enjoy Inside Out 2. So it's out there. Again, rated PG. So check it out. All right. So we're going to talk about what you got to see, Lisa, really quickly. What was that that you said you got to see? A Quiet Place?
Yeah, my husband and I went and saw A Quiet Place day one with Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay.
If I'm pronouncing that right. And she is phenomenal. I mean, to have a film where, like, there's no speaking and it's so moving is amazing.
Yeah. So here's their quick synopsis really quick. Again, thanks to IMDb. Again, A Quiet Place day one. Rated PG-13. Here it goes. A little quick synopsis. A young woman named Sam finds herself trapped in New York City during the early stages of an invasion by alien creatures with ultra-sensitive hearing. Directed by Michael Sarnowski and starring Lupita Nyong'o, Joseph Quinn, Alex Wolff. And again, another plethora great of talent here. And you got to see it. Oh, Joseph Quinn. Yeah, and you got to see it and you loved it?
I loved it. I actually might have loved it more than the others.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She is phenomenal.
Wow. Lewis, did you get to see any?
No, but actually that's one of the movies I want to go see.
Okay.
I like that genre. I've seen all of them.
Wow. Yeah. So what is it about you think about this one particularly that why you liked it more?
I think because she is just phenomenal. I mean, she just emotes so much in her face. It just, you know, her eyes, it just says so much. When she's not saying anything, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And there's just some really sweet, tender moments between her and this man that she ends up kind of like, they end up kind of having to stick together with each other through this.
Yeah.
And very, very sweet, tender moments.
I'm not going to
spill the beans on what happens at the end, but it's very sweet.
They didn't survive.
I'm joking.
I didn't watch it.
Okay. Well, good. So, but do you highly recommend checking it out in the theaters?
Absolutely.
All right. So again, Lisa Fitzgerald recommends checking out A Quiet Place day one. Lewis says go check out Is Kinds of Kindness?
Yeah, with, Kinds of Kindness. And a bunch of good.
Emma Stone. And then I highly recommend checking out Inside Out 2. So if you, again, there's a lot of great movies out there. So again, so check it out. And thank you, Louis Delgado and Lisa Fitzgerald for those great recommendations. All right. Yeah. So I don't know if you got the other memo, Lisa. The other memo is the guest co-host of the hour, we find a way to make our guests of the hour to make them feel special. Meaning, sometimes we bring in people on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, stuff like that. Did you arrange a way, or we could always go? We have our backup plan. Arrange a way to make the guests of the hour to make them feel special, or should we just bring in our traditional?
Bring in your traditional.
Okay, so Lewis, how do you think we should bring in this lovely guest? She's first off. She's the first time here on the show, but me and the family here have kind of been communicating for the last while, and it's been a while to try to coordinate this because you're now in town, and this talent is a rising talent. I think one of a really good young actress that is on the rise, and I think it's going to be really big soon. I'm going to say this right now. I believe in her right now, and I think she's and she seems like a really great human being from the stuff you've been able to share, Lisa, on socials, but as well as just her demeanor. I got to meet her just in person a bit ago, and she's a very humble person. So I'm excited. This person, Lewis, if you don't know, her name is Stella Grace Fitzgerald. She is in the new movie, Zack Snyder's movie, part one and two of Rebel Moon, which is on Netflix, as well as she's been in other stuff like Miss Davies and a bunch of other, from modeling to acting, and she plays Princess Issa in Rebel Moon. So by any chance, did you arrange a way to make this person make him feel special?
Like a princess, she should be on the carriage.
I was going to say the same thing. Since she portrays a princess in on the screen, I thought we should bring her in like a princess. So we thought we should bring her in on the traditional route is on a princess-esque carriage. So without further ado, Lisa, all you got to do is press that button to the side, and then we're going to open up the slotch, and then... Just joking.
I was like,
we're on the count of three, we're gonna whistle in the horses to bring in Stella Grace Fitzgerald into the studio. Okay, so on the count of three, here we go. Let's open up that back door. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes into the studio on the carriage. Princess carriage. Oh, there she goes. She's all stop. Look at all the fans out there throwing roses at her. She's all waving to them. Oh, and look, she's stopping for some selfies and some autographs. Uh-oh, look at the paparazzi there. Oh, people, they're throwing her. I don't know if they're throwing her phone numbers or anything. I don't know if she's out of date. But here she comes into the studio. Okay, she's stepping down. Oh, one more selfie there for somebody. Signing more autographs. Here she comes, coming down on the carriage. Coming in just like a princess. There she is from Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon on Netflix. Here she is, Princess Issa herself, Miss Stella Grace Fitzgerald. Welcome, Stella Grace Fitzgerald, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
No, welcome. And thank you, Lewis and Lisa, for
thank
coordinating
you.
the carriage.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah. No, hey, we had to pull out the stops, you know. And awesome. Well, again, welcome Stella Grace Fitzgerald to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's finally great to have you here. I know it's you know, because you're not from LA, and then we've been trying to coordinate this whole thing for a while, and finally, great to have you here and coming here safely and healthy,
yeah,
and
of course.
Not too far away from because you just your birthday. So I'm going to say happy belated birthday.
Thank you. So
and
much.
Then, do you mind asking? Do I mean saying or how old
yeah,
you turn? Or are you okay?
I just turned 14 on June
24th. Wow!
So, yeah.
Happy birthday! Awesome. So so you're a year after being official teenager.
Yes, I guess. Yeah.
Feel and what grade are you in?
I'm going into freshman year.
Oh wow! Oh,
yeah.
So high school. Wow. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, here we go. So cool. Well, what we want to do, we want the audience, if not fans already, become fans of you by hearing a little bit more about you and then hopefully getting support your work and then we get to promote some stuff. All right. So what we want to start off with, I don't know if your people talk to my people, but, you know, we all like to start off on a hard hitting question, hopefully to break the ice. The hard hitting question is ready?
Ready.
Where were you born and raised?
Okay. So I've lived in Chicago all my life. I was like,
I think that's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's literally it. I mean, we moved to the suburbs when I was like four, I think, yeah. but
you've been Chicago
it.
The whole time.
Yep.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, an actress or
I
modeling?
Actually, yeah, I didn't, but,
you didn't? She's like, actually,
no,
I didn't.
Honestly, like when I was, little, like, my mom had me like go out for modeling jobs, so I was doing that. And then was it 2019, I think?
Yeah. You did community theater.
Yeah, I did a bunch of community theater, and then I got a role in Chicago PD after auditioning a lot of times. And once I was there, and I saw the set, and how everyone was so nice to me, and of course crafty, I was like, this is like something that I want to do, like. I just think it was really cool, and I'm glad I stuck to it, or else I wouldn't have done the things that I did today.
Wait, so here you are. So did you go acting right away? Did you? Because I also heard you did modeling. Because I see your mom posts a lot of stuff with you in modeling. So where or your modeling come first?
Yeah, so modeling came first because I was doing that since I was a baby, I think, since
oh, wow.
I was one. And I did like American Girl doll and stuff like that, And then I did acting when I was, I think I started when I was 10 or 11, auditioning. And then when I was 11, I got the Chicago PD role, or I think around there. And yeah, just since then.
So all of a sudden, did you get discovered like with an agent at that time or before Chicago PD?
Yeah, I think I had an agent before Chicago PD. And it was just my modeling agent.
Okay.
And they were putting me out for just TV roles and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. So what was it like, obviously, go from modeling and then obviously booking, which is a pretty popular show, Chicago PD. Like, what was that like? And were you just like, oh, whatever, and then just audition? And what did you have to do for that particular audition?
Yeah. So for the audition, it was season, I forget. Season yeah. 6, episode 11, I believe, if I remember yeah. correctly. And I was, my dad was in some bad business or something, and so we got in trouble with some guys that were
Not your real dad.
No, oh my gosh, no, sorry. Okay. In Yeah, I was gonna say,
she got forced to audition.
My dad got us a really bad business, so he made me audition for this.
So she had to work to bail the father out. Okay, I got it.
She's still doing that.
Okay.
Okay, so on the show, the character or who plays your father got into some bad business.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
so let's clarify that.
And then for the actual audition for one of the scenes, I was supposed to be lying down in like a
underground bunker.
Yeah, underground bunker kind of thing.
Playing dead almost.
Yeah. And so we actually shot the scene as I was laying on the floor, and I had never done that before. So I was like, "Oh, like this is interesting." My mom was like going like this, holding the camera over me. It was really funny. But that's just how it went.
So were you nervous? Because since you went from modeling to acting, were you nervous, or you just kind of, you know, what? Why do you think, in your opinion, why do you think you got cast for that one particularly? Since that was kind of a new thing for you. You think there was something that you did that blew them away?
Honestly, no. I just think right place at the right time, honestly.
Okay.
Because, I just feel like, I feel like it was a great starting role for me, and I'm super grateful. Because it was just like, it wasn't super like
a difficult kind of role.
Yeah, it wasn't super hard, or like, not like hard, just it. I don't know. It was a good role for me as I was starting to get into it, to glide my way in, because it really felt good to be there. I was so nervous though. Like I had super big stage fright, and but it all worked out in the end.
So. Oh, so what was it that you, so that's probably where the acting bug, you got bitten, to speak. What was it about being there on the set that, and what made you just go, you know what, I really want to do this now?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like seeing all the other actors that had bigger roles in the movie, and they all look so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. Like, yeah. I totally want to be like them. There was just like such a community and such a family. I'm like, I just want to be a part of that. Like, that'd be really cool.
Awesome. Mr. Luis Delgado, my guest co-host, any questions for Stella before we start getting to the nitty gritty? Any on an earlier life or earlier than what
she's so early before she won the Oscar? Okay. Let me see. Oh God. How did your sister think of all this? You're reacting.
I honestly don't even know. I think some people at her school know, but she actually did some modeling when we were at the same age when we were doing modeling. And then she stopped for a while, but I really think she should get back into it, honestly.
What is she into? What's your sister like into? Like sports and stuff?
Yeah, she does lacrosse. She's at a lacrosse camp right now.
That's awesome. But you guys get along.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're good sisters. That's awesome. Because some, you never know. Sometimes siblings don't get along, you know?
Yeah.
Were you going to say, Louis?
No.
I would say they bicker sometimes.
Yeah. But, you know? only when she steals my nail kit supply.
But
what's the age gap? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she's 15, about to turn 16, and I just turned 14.
Oh,
so
yeah, very
2
close.
Years.
Yeah, that's nice.
Cool. But you guys seem like close. When your mom posts some pictures like that of you guys, so it's really cool. And then I saw you guys went to like the lake or something recently, or some kind of ocean thing where you're jumping in the water.
Oh, that was in Costa Rica. That was spring break.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. But that's all. Even if you guys didn't go, it's also kind of common for, you know, siblings to kind of bigger here and there. But again, I grew up with three sisters, so I know what that could be like. And I'm the only boy, so it was kind of cool having siblings. But that's cool that she's at least supportive with you, and you're supportive.
Yeah.
Her. So you went from that, and then so that Chicago PD, you got bit by the acting bug. And then you got on this other cool show called Miss Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the audience a little bit what that was about.
Yeah, so it was, I actually loved the role. Like, I love the storyline. It was so cool and so original that it was amazing. But so we were there for...
Tell how you got
that. How'd you get that one?
Oh, so... Yeah. Just auditioning. And then we had a callback, which was a chemistry read with another boy, Caden Jagamer. We're still friends to this day. And he was the little cowboy in one of the scenes in the hospital. Don't want to spoil anything.
He played young Wiley.
Yeah, he played young Wiley. And so the callback was a couple, the director, I think, and casting director, and me and him. And so we just kind of went over our lines, and it was just kind of to see if we kind of played off each other well. And I guess we did because we both booked it.
Well, that's awesome because that also, I was watching that episode that I got to see clips from that. Then you got to work with David Arquette,
yeah.
Which is a cool, you know, legendary type actor. I mean, he's been around for years. Interviewed him several times. Nice guy. But he's been around. And what was it like? Did you know who David Arquette was? Because he's playing your dad, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to be completely honest here. I hadn't watched most of his movies at that time, like, but I was familiar with like the Scream franchise, uh-huh. And so I knew him from there, so that was really cool to me. But yeah, he's such an icon. Like, yeah. he's a really great guy.
So then, but you played the younger of the main character, is that what it was? The younger,
yeah.
So your character on that show was
a young Biddy Gilpin.
Which is Simone? Is that her character?
Yes, yeah, Simone, when she's an adult, she changes and becomes a nun, and they change their names.
Yes.
Got it. But this goes. Yeah. This flashbacks to when she was younger.
Yeah, young.
I thought it was a kind of cool story. You told me something, or Lisa, about like the casting process, because she didn't really have like the right originally, didn't you say her hair color was different? Or?
Oh, I just was. I think I'm just fascinated too when they end up choosing people that play the younger versions of that, you really want to look like them. And when Betty Gilpin was in Gaslit, she's very, very light blonde hair. And so I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. And I saw a picture of her. I'm like, oh, I can see why they kind of look similar. But we show up to set, and Betty Gilpin has short brown hair. And we're like, wow, that was so interesting that they picked Stella for that. But that then when Stella was in hair and makeup and wardrobe, you know, all the crew was like, oh my gosh, she's got the same mannerisms as Betty. They, you know, so they clearly had seen some sort of energy about the both of them. They're both very smiley and so forth. So,
well, did you get to, well, technically you didn't get to work in a scene with her because you're playing younger her, but did you get to meet her on the set?
So we were basically just two ships passing because
two ships passing. Yeah. Wow. This is how old are you?
Hollywood talk.
Two ships passing, you know, on the we were just frolicking on the oh my gosh, wait, I haven't even used that term in so like two.
Oh,
just
my gosh.
Wow, you watch a lot of rom coms.
when you play the younger version of someone, you don't actually get to see him on set. Like, I thought I would see her a lot more than I actually did, but one day I was just getting off of set and she was just going on, and so we like bumped into each other. We were like, oh my gosh, hey. We had a little chat and we took some photos and everything of the flashback and the OG.
Wow, that's awesome.
But yeah,
so that's cool. And that's actually some of the work I got to see of yours. And when you're in the hospital bed with the young boy next to you, that's why I told your mom, I said, she's a good actress, because there's a lot of, I pay attention, especially when it comes to young talent, I pay attention to their timing, I pay attention to the delivery, their naturalism, and nothing came across over the top to me as of an acting performance. Very natural, very good timing and pacing that you were able to do for someone at young age, in my opinion. Because, you know, especially roles like that or dramatic, stuff like that, I see, not all, but there's a lot of talent that just, you know, I don't know. Sometimes they could be place things certain over the top, certain ways, or when you could tell they're acting and maybe they're getting away with, you know, sometimes a cuteness on it, and you know. But you kind of had a combination of both. You know, you look good for the character as well as just you. I just said, oh, she's already solid.
Thank you.
In my opinion, so that's my opinion. That's why I told her. I did tell your mom that. But you did. So you did good, and that's where I really got to see your dramatic chops.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do, and you had a pleasure working on that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
So was the bite even more, the acting bug even?
It really stuck on there. I was like, but yeah, that's why I just kept going.
Awesome. So what we're gonna do before we cut to a music break, Miss my other guest co-host of the guest co-host, Miss Lisa Fitz.
Fitzgerald.
This is why I'm getting always tongue-tied, because my older sister, when she got married, her last name ended up becoming Fitzgibbons. And so every time I'm saying Fitz, I always want to say her last name. And so I'm trying to clear, so in my head say it, I was like, oh, I don't want to get confused. So, but that's why I'm always taking the pause. I'm going, Fitz, and then I'm
Fitz. Some, there's a lot of Fitzes out
and
there.
So,
I remember when Tom and I got married, even some of our
what's
clothes.
Up, Tom?
Hi, Tom.
You can say hi, Tom.
We got some wedding gifts or whatever, and people would say, many people said Fitzpatrick.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think you just
So I have some family that's Fitzgibbons, and then I know another family Fitzgibbon without the S.
Yeah.
And then you're Fitzgerald. So I'm trying to, and then I have another one of my best friends too was a Fitzgerald as well.
Yeah. So, and I saw somebody recently who they did Fitz, and then the G for Gerald was capitalized. I was like, seen that before. I wonder if we should do that.
So now, so Lisa, as a guest co-host, do you have any questions for the guests of the hour? Even though she's your daughter, but maybe act as if you never knew her, and maybe the audience would love to know something that maybe that you know that maybe that you think the audience would like to know. Any questions for her as the guest co-host?
Maybe they would end up being music related.
Maybe.
You know? What got you started in music? Because you sing and play guitar, and you're in a band.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a band? What the?
Yeah. they play over the summer because they're high school kids, and so it's pretty busy during the school year. So they have concerts. They play at like carnivals.
Okay.
In the neighborhood, bar and grills. You know, small places. But it's cool that the guitar teacher started this band so that it gives her students an opportunity to play for crowds.
Well, what's the band called? We'll give them a little shout out. What's
your DC Deb Church?
Deb Church.
Yeah, that's our teacher's name, and then she put a little band together for us, and now we play at restaurants and block parties and such. Yeah.
What the? Are you just passing through the night? Ships passing? No, so it's called Deb Church.
Yeah, DC Studios.
All right, DC Studios. We'll give a shout out to DC Studios over there. Who are all your? Who's in your band? Let's name them off.
Okay, so there's Dean, Elena, Sosny, and then there's a new boy that just joined, Ozon.
Ozon, that's a cool name.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's it so far. Wow. I'm hoping we'll get some new recruits this summer. But,
recruits? What?
I'm joking.
What are you? Are you the singer? Are you the guitarist? Or
so I play guitar. And I sing backup vocals sometimes at the same time, which is gets very confusing very easily. But
Are you who's the lead singer out of this band?
Elena.
Mm-hmm. All right, so cool. Do you guys get to sing together at any point? Okay, awesome. But I also get to see some of your music skills. You post a lot of you playing guitar.
Yeah.
So you're a Taylor Swift fan?
Yep. Yes,
actually,
I am.
Taylor, you want to come? Oh, I'm teasing. No, but
special guest, Taylor Swift.
is that somebody you've always wanted to meet?
Yes, that would be so cool.
Awesome. Well, cool. But yeah, I really dig your music as well and how you play, and then you always do this little quick little smile at the end of your videos. So what we're going to do, we're going to be cutting to a music break. I could have my guest co-host Lewis introduce the song, but you've introduced the song many times, but I thought it might be appropriate because of the age bracket of Stella, as well as just because you're visiting this state. This is the name of the song, actually. So maybe Lisa, you could introduce this song. Song, it's the name of the state. You may not know the artist, and so you could introduce the name of the song. All right, so the artist,
should I know this already? Or I'm gonna guess what it is.
The
state.
Okay, so California, the artist,
almost
close. Okay, so the artist's name, he is a guest here. His name is Alexander James Rodriguez. And his song is, what's the name of the state?
California.
There you go.
That's it. That's it. California Dreamin', California Girl.
So,
California?
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah, that's the song.
Oh, I thought there was more to it.
Yeah, no, that was it. So what we're going to do, I'm gonna say the name, and then you're going to say the name of the song, and then we'll be back more with one of the stars of Rebel Moon, part one and part two on Netflix, which is also which is out now, but there's going to be a director's cut, which is releasing when, Stella?
It is releasing
August 2nd. Yes. Okay, on Netflix. But we're going to talk more and get in the nitty gritty with Stella Grace Fitzgerald, right? I'm not. Stella Grace Fitzgerald. Back when we come back again. So Lisa, my guest co-host, the guest co-host here is Alexander James Rodriguez with the song
California,
and we'll be back more with Stella Grace Fitzgerald from Rebel Moon right here. Again, here is Alexander James Rodriguez with California, and we'll be right back. Oh, here we go, and we'll be right back.
All genres. All indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream and we live it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. This life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous, from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. This is California, where you can get a taste of fame.
MIA has the beautiful girls. NYC has the diamonds and pearls. But in LA, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous, from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get.
We're back here. That was Alexander James Rodriguez with the song California. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check him out. Follow him, Alexander James Rodriguez. He's got a lot of other new songs. He was a guest on the show. He's also a dear friend. He's got music videos. He's been nominated for awards. He's won awards. He's a talented artist. Alexander James Rodriguez. Check his songs out on Spotify, his music videos. Follow him on the socials. Again, really dear friend and also a great guest and a great talent. Again, what did you think of that song, Lisa?
I liked it.
Is it catchy?
Yeah, it's catchy too.
How about yourself, Stella? Do you like that song?
I liked it, yeah.
Is it really catchy for you?
It was great.
and I know, Louis, you've been listening to that song for a while. we are back again. So that's Alexander James Rodriguez with California, and we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, actor Louis Delgado. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And my other guest co-host of the guest co-host, Lisa. I want to say Lisa Buttons because you have the on your text. It's like, where did that come from, Lisa? What is
that's maiden?
Oh, me. Oh, yeah. Oh, that, okay. Lisa
Fitzgerald.
Lisa Fitzgerald. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then with my guest of the hour, the lovely actress Stella Grace Fitzgerald.
Thank you.
Welcome back. All right. So you went from modeling, and then you did shows such as Chicago PD, and then you did like Miss Davis, and then you get cast in Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon, part one and part two on Netflix. And then the director's cut version coming out on August 2nd. Now, how did that come about? Or tell the audience a little bit about your character on that.
Okay, so I play a princess, Princess Issa, and she has these magical powers, and she can bring stuff to life. And so I, there's a scene where I bring a bird to life, just stuff like that. I guess I'm powerful or something, and so people are trying to hunt me down. The story kind of revolves around my bodyguard, who's played by Sophia Boutella, amazing actress, amazing person.
So when you went in for that, okay, so did you know who Zack Snyder was? Because he's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you get the audition, what's the audition when you, what was it say when you kind of, when you know you're auditioning for, or was it a secret, or how did it go?
Yeah, it was a secret. So, the audition was a secret because they didn't put in any of the actual scenes from their movie in the audition script. And so they actually had me do a scene from The Chronicles of Narnia, where Lucy Pevensey is meeting Mr. Tumnus. Yes, Tumnus for the first time. And so, and so I booked it off of the audition. There wasn't even a callback. So I'm like, yeah.
So did it even say Zack Snyder was involved?
Yeah, they said, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they just didn't tell you what it was.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So did you know it was even sci-fi or anything?
Nope. I don't think we knew anything about it.
So no. You just went as a typical audition, but all you knew is Zack Snyder's involved, which you kind of knew who he was.
Yeah.
So then you go in, and wait, and you go off, you booked it off the first audition?
Yeah.
What the? I guess when you're two ships passing. wow. So yeah. Not even a callback. Wow.
You booked it. She auditioned and booked it in March of 2022. Mm-hmm. And they had started filming in March or April, or actually in April.
April, yeah.
But Stella, we had to keep Mom the whole spring, summer, fall because her part didn't film until November. And you never know what's going to happen with things. So yeah. We just are like, until, you know, we're on a flight out to California, we're just like, this is not happening.
So then when did you find out you're even the princess or your character?
That was then. Yeah, it was, yeah.
You knew you were auditioning for that. And they had cast a pretty wide net, they had said, you know, to look all over the U.S. and U.K. She knew it at that point.
Wow.
That it was for the princess. But we didn't know the size of the role or anything. And she's a flashback character.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also a vital character in my opinion when I yes. see it. And then we don't want to spoil for those people because it's still out.
Yeah.
But there is a part one and there's a part two, which is out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the director's cut, Zack Snyder's director's cut coming out on August 2nd. So we don't know what's in store or what we can talk about. We don't. I don't think you guys don't know
yet. Well, we know that it is an hour extra content for each part. So they're going to
both. And I hope some of the scenes that I filmed are going to be in that because some of the scenes got cut out. But I hope they're going to be in the director's cut.
Awesome. We'll have to
cross our fingers.
So, but cool. So now, okay, so you get on the set. Did you know it was a big movie once you walk on the set? Because it looks like a big production.
Oh,
obviously, I'm sure it was. But
it was surreal. I couldn't believe it. We were at Warner Brothers Studios.
Out here in Burbank?
Yeah.
Oh, right here. So you were down?
Sunset Gower Studios.
Oh, Sunset Gower.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm mixing it up. Oh, my gosh.
You're missing it, Mrs. Davis. That's okay.
my bad.
Too many studios.
Sorry, I forgot. It's my Oscar, my Golden Globe. I forget the two.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm teasing. Okay, so you were at Sunset Gower.
Yeah. And so the sets were huge. They had a green screen for most things, except a little spoiler for the people who haven't watched it yet. There's a snow scene with a forest. And the forest in the background, it wasn't actually a green screen. It was like a picture of trees, but then they CGI'd everything in later. So it made it look so much bigger than it actually was. The set was huge.
Wow, that's awesome. And then what was it like? You're getting gowned up, playing this princess. I mean, did you feel like royalty at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Because your dad is played by really a legend actor.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well.
Carrie L. was.
Carrie L., yeah. What was it like working with him?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. Like, he's such a great guy. And Princess Bride is, like, one of my favorite childhood movies ever. And so it was so, like, crazy to, like, see him in real life and be like, oh, my gosh, like, he's like a real person. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, like, it was just, it was so crazy. But yeah.
And then, so now you're walking on, and then you're playing this princess. And then when did it kind of hit you that everything was like for real? Like,
probably. It definitely wasn't on the airplane over there, because I was just like, oh yeah, like, you know, whatever.
Another movie. No.
No, not like that. I think I was too tired to think anything, because it was at like 4 a.m. But once we got to the studio, it was amazing. Like, everyone was so nice to me. They really treated me like a princess. And yeah, it was just a great community.
Yeah, they hit the ground running that first, next day was the family photo. So everybody got kind of thrown together with the dog that was not very well behaved.
Oh, yeah, Nazir.
Oh, if they could do that part over.
So what was it like working with Zack Snyder?
It was amazing. He's such a cool guy. Like, he has these amazing visions and dreams that it's just so cool to see him make come to life. And, yeah, he was always so nice to me. And whenever I had a question about, like, the script or what was happening, he would fill me in, and he would be like, you got this. And so, yeah, it was just such a great human.
Awesome. Mr. Luz Lagan, do you have any questions for Stella Grace Fitzgerald? Rebel Moon or anything like that?
I always ask the same question, but is there any actors or actor you would like to work with, your dream?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, I just feel like he's such a great actor, and but yeah, if that could happen, that would be my dream come true. I mean, my dream already has come true with Carrie Elwes and all of the amazing actors that I've worked with, but like, still.
Awesome. How about my other guest co-host? You have any other questions for Stella Grace Fitzgerald?
What is your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, there we go.
I think it's probably Castaway. Honestly, because okay. I don't know. I just really like that one.
Have you seen Big? By any chance, have you seen Big?
I don't think so.
Oh, you got it. Well, you got it. Okay.
He's a big kid?
That's where he's an older man, and then he goes and he was a kid. It starts off, he's a kid, and he goes, I wish I was an adult, and he mixes
Oh, I have watched that. Okay. Okay. I was like, there's no way I haven't watched that.
So, but yeah. And The Burbs is a good one. I think The Burbs, it's where they have these crazy next door neighbors that they, anyways. That's cool. Awesome. Wow. Well, time is about to fly. We got like 4 minutes left here. So really quickly, we got you, now when you got to finally see it, it's out on Netflix, all that's kind of good stuff. It's this big, you know, promotional stuff. How was it now? Did it kick in then? And were you like, oh my gosh, like, this is all over. It's like number one and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. So it was crazy cool, like, filming it and everything. But once I saw myself on the TV screen, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what the heck? Like, it just seemed so crazy to me that, like, I was actually watching myself on the TV, and it was so amazing.
How were your friends towards all this? Are they all cool, supportive, or?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Everyone was so nice to me. Yeah, it was just, yeah.
And now, and also, what's it like seeing, I just presented you with your first toy of yourself.
Yeah.
What's it like seeing a keychain figure of yourself?
I still can't believe it. It's so cute.
So, but you've taken this you're very humble, which is why I really admire the human being that your parents had be able to raise. So good job, Lisa. And your husband's name one more time?
Tom.
Tom. Good job, Tom. Yeah. So wow, we got 3 minutes left. Oh man, time went by. But the show, you know, who was your? Would we ask you who were your inspirations?
For Rebel Moon?
No, inspirations in getting into the business. Was there any actor, actresses that you inspired? Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks, pretty much. He's been my go-to since day one. He's been my number one, yeah.
Bring him out.
Well, okay. he is a nice guy. I have got to meet him through the years, and very nice guy. So hopefully, maybe we can make this happen. I don't know. We never know. No, maybe one day. Because I know a lot of people that know him, and it's kind of cool that that's one of your faves, because I think you...
Well, interesting, though, because the singer, Alex Rodriguez, was it backstage with him, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was with him just like last year or something, something like that. Yeah, he was the singer that we just had.
So
he was
close.
Actually.
You're close.
Wow.
But I had met him years ago before he became he was Tom Hanks, but not Tom Hanks, Tom Hanks. This is on a set year, like when he was just getting off of like the Bosom Buddies TV series, kind of that time or a little after that, but always nice guy. But so here it is. You've been inspired by people like Tom Hanks. We want to inspire those. This show is about inspiring. inspiring others. What inspirational message is Stella Grace Fitzgerald? Can you give this to someone out there that maybe wants to become an actress like yourself or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah, definitely keep trying. I know it seems like you just get audition after audition and nothing's ever happening, but trust me, things are happening. And when a role is right for you, it will come to you.
Awesome. All right, so that's your advice. Awesome.
And, I'm inspired. I'm
inspired. Lisa, do you have any inspiring words of wisdom for someone that wants to, you know, just follow their dreams in general? Or
I would say the same thing. I mean, just don't take the no's too personally. You know, it's again, a lot of it is right time, right place, right look. You know, so just keep following your dreams and doing your training and so forth. And
yeah.
And I know you said this many a times, Lewis, but any more words of wisdom that people could piggyback?
Just keep pressing.
Keep pressing. So again, Stella Grace Fitzgerald, how could they check out, you got Rebel Moon Part 1 and Part 2 out on Netflix. And then you got the director's cut that's coming out, which we're going to be hopefully surprised on what happens there.
Yeah.
August 2nd on Netflix, correct? Yep. And how could they follow you or anything on websites or social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at Stella Grace Fitzgerald.
That's it?
Yep.
At Stella Grace Fitzgerald. So that's S-T-E-L-L-A and then G-R-A-C-E and then Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D.
Yep.
Cool. Any other upcoming things or anything you could talk or anything else you want to talk about really quick before we...
auditions after auditions. Awesome. That's
well,
pretty much it.
Best of luck. Glad to finally have you here. I like that my motto here in life and in general in this industry, but the once a friend, always a friend. So, you know, you're part of my circle now. So always here for you now, guys. All right. I'm so glad that you guys are here and I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you.
Everything that you do. God bless you and you and your family. You know, you're always welcome back. And again, everyone check out Stella Grace Fitzgerald on Rebel Moon if you have not seen one and two before the director's cut comes out, and check her out on her social medias. All right. Any quick shout outs really quick? Any shout outs to anybody?
Shout out to Caden Dragomer and Evelyn Fitzgerald, my sister, and my dad, Tom Fitzgerald.
All right. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you for being a lovely guest co-host.
Thank you so much. So nice to finally meet you in person.
Oh, you too. And Lewis, thank you again, my man. Oh,
thank
and
you.
Your
thank
socials
you.
One more time.
It's at Lewis Delgan.
All right. And so again, thank you. And again, thank you all for tuning in. I love and appreciate all you guys. And I'm so grateful for all you guys' listenership. God bless you guys all. Again, I'd like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.